dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like the wolf.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Fierce, iWatchMike.com. That is me. Welcome to our channel, where we recap shows, review them, rant, rave. We all do that stuff. And alongside of me, my Gotham fan, fellow fan, follower fan, fan of the fanness, Amy McCracken of the VRO.com. What's up, Amy?
Hello, Mike. Hello, Internet. Yes, I am a fan of Gotham.
Yes, she is. You're sounding great right now. And when I say that, people that are tuning into the Gotham recap, we also, Amy and I recap, review the series Sleepy Hollow. And she sounded like crap. And two, we hated the episode.
We did hate the episode. Maybe that's terrible.
Maybe that's what it is, because you're sounding normal and good now. Maybe you did that on purpose to sabotage the show.
Maybe. You'll never know.
That's true. All right. So let's talk about this. Now you got me thinking now. I'm like Gordon right now. I'm a detective. let's talk about this episode. It aired, I can't remember, last week. No, actually Monday. Today is, yes. Thursday night. So we're a little behind. I went out of town, but we're here. We're finally back. This episode was called Gotham, Rise of the Villains, Mommy's Little Monster. And can I just say, holy crap balls, I love this episode. Loved it. It was great. Now, I'm a little concerned because I'm excited for this episode. I thought this was one of the good ones. Am I feeling the same energy here, Amy? Or are you like...
You're definitely feeling the same energy, but I'm trying not to move around like you. Because okay. I don't want to mess up my mic.
There you go. So you're excited too.
I'm definitely excited.
You're dancing in your pants.
I am dancing in my pants.
All right. So let's talk about this. I got my favorite parts. Let's talk about Butch. Butch is back.
Butch is back. Butch is back as his old self. He is no longer under Penguin's spell.
That is true.
And I'm not sure I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
Know. I got mixed feelings.
Well, I mean, it's okay to have mixed feelings because, look, his own men. We said that last week in the recap show that it seemed like it was going to be a trap when he showed up and told Penguin about his mom.
Yeah.
And it's obvious it's a trap. And then Butch decides to leave, and I mean his own men. I mean, I'm sure. What were you? I mean, I'm sure you were like, "Yeah, that's what you get." When his own men, when Victor and all his assassins showed up, all his dudes were like, "Sorry, Butch." They left.
Exactly, and that's where my mixed feelings come in. Now, seeing that Butch crossed Penguin,
mm-hmm.
I think he's gonna die soon.
Oh. I don't know. You know what? I don't know if he would die just for the fact that Butch is kind of like a little slithering snake. He's kind of like Penguin. You know?
No. Mm-mm.
You know? No. What I'm saying is...
Don't get me wrong. I love Drew Powell. I love that man. But no. Mm-mm.
So you think he's going to die?
He's going to die.
I don't know. I don't know. Butch is cool. I like who... I think he's going to weasel up his way out of there. If he doesn't team up with somebody, it's obvious that he has to get with somebody.
And Butch is the reason his mother, Penguin's mother's dead. Come on now.
No.
Which I called that. I told you she was going to get stabbed in the back.
Hold on. He just brought Penguin over there. Tabitha's the one that killed the mom.
That's true, because Butch didn't know that he was actually going to do it.
Right. He didn't think he was going to go. They were just pretty much going to roughhouse Penguin and maybe hurt him a little bit, put a bullet in him a little bit. But, I knew something was going to happen. I just didn't know it was going to be Tabitha. I figured something was going to happen. But Tabitha, she's cold-hearted. She don't play. And it's weird because if you notice, Penguin wasn't pissed at Tabitha. He was more pissed at Theo.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That whole scene there, I was like, kill the mama. He's just going to be a total different person.
He is going to be a totally – I think he's going to be a more, like, evil Penguin now. It's like, yeah.
Oh, I mean, I think anything that was good of Penguin was there.
Is gone.
It's gone, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And now, oh, man, he's a star. I mean, that whole thing, the plan, sending the Penguins, the lookalikes, to come and attack the mayor's party, brilliant. Was awesome.
Yeah, I like that.
I love that part. Tabitha there knocking out people. Tabitha took out Martinez from the Strike Force. These Strike Force people aren't as badass as they're supposed to be.
Well, I mean, they did recruit them right from the, you know, they were still in the academy.
Yeah, these guys, I don't know, man. It's a bad call on Barnes. His name's Barnes, right?
I think so.
That's it. I think it's a bad call because this guy here just, and yeah. You know what? Gordon warned him. These guys are still new. And they just lost Martinez and a bunch of people and a bunch of rich people. They were just shooting everybody. So, but I love that scene there. That whole thing. The Penguin was just badass.
Well, staying on the Penguin, what do you think about the whole Penguin and Theo and Jim Gordon standoff?
That was intense. Like, I even put in parentheses here, whoa. That was, because I, you know, because you'd been seeing the commercial that they were all three going to meet up together, but you just didn't know
exactly.
how it was going to turn out. But dude, the Penguin, man, and even Gordon. And then when Gordon says, I mean, I'm glad throughout the episode, Gordon was kind of putting together. But at the end, right there, where Gordon goes, I know he killed your mom. I know this. And like Theo's face was like, what? Wait a second. What are you talking about? But that was a pretty dope standoff. And then, of course, Tabitha takes a pop at Penguin, which he escapes, thank goodness. But, yeah, this is going to be interesting because even at the end of
but
this...
But didn't he get shot in the arm?
Yeah, I think he did. I think in the shoulder or the arm or somewhere.
Yeah,
so
he got shot.
Yeah, he got shot. Tabitha got him. But I'm wondering how this is all gonna play. Because now, I mean, I loved how Gordon pretty much calls out Theo, you know, and says, yeah, you might be the mayor. But I'm coming after you, which
exactly.
is gonna be awesome. Which is gonna be awesome. Gordon is just, you know, I mean, he has a good track record. You know, it might take a minute, but he'll get him.
You know? I hope so because I'm not liking Theo's little niece right now.
Woo! Let's talk about that, Silver.
Silver
tongue devil right there. I was hoping I was gonna have time to record the clip for that, but dude, when she comes downstairs and Selena's there. I was like, okay, a little awkward, Bruce. Bruce's a little pimp. This is cool. And then all of a sudden, Bruce, first of all, when she tells Bruce to go tell Alfred, shush, go, shush, I was like, this little bitch right here. And Bruce, he's thinking of his little pee-pee. That's all he's thinking. He has no clue. He runs off. And all of a sudden, Silver, like, steps up to and I was like, oh, don't even. Because Selena, she ain't no regular old girl, but, Silver definitely put her, I mean, when she smelt her and said, you smell like, you know, trash or garbage or whatever it is, street trash. I was like, damn. So.
I hope that little Silver gets what's coming to her.
Dude, she is not one.
She needed to be bitch slapped. That's what she needs.
Well, because, you know, like, if you didn't tune in to our last week's review, I mean, we talked about it and I kind of mentioned, like, is Silver in on the whole, you know, thing, a master plan, or was she just innocent? And
I said she was in on it, and Mike was like, no, she's innocent.
Oh, dude, she is hardcore. So the tears and everything. I love how she tried to kiss ass to Alfred, and Alfred was like, yeah, good try, but no, it's something else. And she was like, damn it. Which,
so hopefully, you know, he's going to see through that too.
I hope. But you know what? It's just I think Alfred is so blinded by Selena being around. And I love the jab that she threw at him about, you know, slapping in the face. I don't think Alfred wants Bruce to know that she did that. He did that to her.
Oh, heck no.
Because if he finds out, Bruce is going to be really pissed off at Alfred. That's the reason why she didn't come around. Because he, you know, slapped me and told me never to come by. So I don't know. I it's going to be interesting because Selena's – and at the end of this episode, they kiss. Selena sticks her tongue down his mouth. Well, okay, it wasn't that serious as kiss, but they still kissed.
I was like, wait.
You're like,
I didn't see a kiss. I didn't see.
You're like, what'd you say? I didn't see that. But then she actually smiles, like grins, and you know, just like evilness, and Selena sees it. So now Selena's going to be onto it, which is going to be cool. But Bruce, blinded. Let's see what else. And so we'll see what happens with that stuff. And it's Silver and Bruce and Selena. Let's talk about Enigma. Holy crap.
Mm-mm-mm.
This is it though. This is the birth of the Riddler, I would see.
Yeah, I mean, he got some sex and he got some blood.
That doesn't sound good what you just said.
I mean,
you're making it sound like Miss Kringle was on her period.
No, I knew you were going to.
No, but that's
what
you said. You're like, he got some sex. Got some blood.
Well, he cut her up.
No, he choked her.
And then he cut her hands off.
He cut. Well, that was his split personality side, which was cool. I love the little question mark envelope on the bed.
Yeah.
That was dope. I loved the vending machine in the hand.
That was creepy.
That was hilarious. That whole thing. I mean, him crossing over. I can't remember what his name is. Corey Michael. What's his name in real life?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, but he's got like a three-namer.
Yes, but that he did great. I even tweeted out to him like, ooh, that was awesome. He did a great job. Even the penguin. What's his face? I can't remember his name either. I just know
Robin.
The character. Yeah, I just know the characters. I know a lot of people are like, he's stupid. You watch short. No. Okay.
Robin Lord Taylor.
Yeah, Amy knows the all the actors' real name. Me, even if I saw them in the street, I'd be like, penguin.
He would.
Enigma.
He has. What am I talking about? He has. We're at Comic-Con, and I was like, yo, it's what's his name? And Mike's screaming out the character's name.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I invested in the character's name so much, I can't remember another name. That's just too much information for me. But, no, I will. I will call an actor by their character name. I have no idea what their real names are.
But it's fine. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't.
Well, I'm glad I'm on that same list. But yeah, that whole thing, man. I mean, that whole thing. I was a little worried. I was a little worried about Lee when she caught Enigma.
Oh, yeah, I was too. I was like, kill her.
I know
you
were like, kill the bitch. She's with Gordon. She's with Gordon. Kill her. You're like, I
love the actress, hate the character.
I know, but I like her. I think she's cool. I know it. Another moment that made you cringe about her also.
What's that?
When she gives Gordon her apartment key.
Oh, that was so awkward.
No, it wasn't awkward. I mean,
it was awkward. He was like, do you want one of mine? That was awkward.
His mind is elsewhere. It wasn't awkward. He's just got bigger fish to fry, you know?
Yeah.
So I didn't see any. I think that's just the typical Gordon right there. He's just Gordon is just a dude. He's like a dude's dude, you know? And I think that he's a dude's dude. You know, he doesn't see the signs like most guys don't. We don't communicate that well. You know, we kind of just go with the flow. I'm kind of like Gordon. That's how I am in my personal life. Let's see what else. So we'll see what happens with Enigma. I don't know if he crossed over. If you're a fan of Gotham.
I think he did. I think he crossed.
I think he crossed.
I think he is full on his alter ego right now.
Now, let me ask you a question, though. And the fans out there, do you think that since he's crossed over to the dark side, we're going to start seeing more homicides by him? Because, you know, that was the whole point of, like, he got away with murder. Is he going to keep – now, do you think we're going to start seeing him become this killer, serial killer? Or do you think he's going to quit the GCPD and become a villain?
No, he's going to stay in the job.
Okay. See, I don't know where this is going. I mean, I like it.
But I can't see him quitting and becoming a villain. I see him staying as his cover.
Right.
But he's still going to, you know, kill.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see what happens.
Mrs. Kringle, that was an accident.
It was an accident. It was an accident. It was a crime of passion.
Yes, definitely, you know? A crime of passion.
I mean, you know, I mean, he's a little off, and she knew that, but she still slept with him anyways and gave him that punani.
So, I mean, it just goes to show when somebody says, oh, you can tell me anything, it won't change anything. Keep your damn mouth shut.
Yeah, I think Enigma kind of did mess up. I wouldn't have said anything. I would have just been like, yeah, he's on vacation. But, you know, it is what it is. It got out there, and she kind of, you know. And, you know, the funny thing is, if it was any other character, we'd be like, he needs to go to jail. You know, but since we like Enigma, we're like, it's an accident. I think he tripped, and he was trying to push himself up and choked her out by accident.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah, sure. All right. So, I thought this was a great episode. I can't wait till next week. It's going to be intense because now Theo knows, like, Gordon's after his ass. You know, Penguin's still alive. And, you know, Penguin is not going to stop. He's going to want to kill that whole family, and he's going to want to kill Butch. I'm wondering, do you think Penguin's going to come around and say, Gordon, let's meet up, let's talk?
Because he's got to know who Theo's after.
Yeah. I mean, he did drop that bomb on him. Like, you got to see how this plays out. So Gordon's going to be like,
I think if he would have said, yeah, he's after Bruce, Gordon would have turned around right then and shot him.
Whoa, you think Gordon would have shot Theo, the mayor?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and on that note, we're going to go ahead and leave because right now people are tuning out. Right now. There is no way Gordon would have shot Theo.
He knows
he's guilty. He could have just said, oh, a butterfly crapped in my eye and moved out of the way, and Penguin would have shot him and it would have been over. And it would have been their secret. But no, Gordon is a dude's dude and said, we're going to take him down the right way. I already know. You know?
I'm sorry, you lost me on a butterfly shit in my eye.
Yeah, that's the first creature that came to my mind. Yeah. All right, people. We're done. Scale of 1 to 10, Amy. What do you give this episode?
10.
Yeah, I would agree. 10. The episodes get better. The writing, the characters, the villains, just everything. We're just getting a little bit of it's really good. And that's Silver, really, and that Silver Tongue Devil, that little girl right there. Woo! That was
it. We need Jerome to come back so he could kill her.
What?
We need Jerome.
I don't know why you keep talking about him. He's not coming back. Just let it go.
He better come back.
Okay, we're done. Amy, let everybody know where they can find you online before
you can go to hang up on you. TheVarietyRadioOnline.com. My Twitter's there. My Instagram. The VRO's Instagram's there. Their Twitter's there. Facebook. All of it right there.
Yeah, check out TheVRO.com. It's entertainment website and then has multiple writers and podcasters and everything else, so make sure you check that out as well. And then she does have her own channel, audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. You can hear reviews, interviews, all that good stuff over there as well. My audioboom.com channel is, you're on it right now, but make sure you check out some of the other sub-channels, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. I review other shows by myself and with fellow podcasters. And if you want to check out my blog, it's called iWatchMike.com. Go on there and check it out. And, of course, you want to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, and like me on Facebook at iWatchMike. So that is it. We'll be back next week when we talk more of Gotham. Shout out to the Gotham addicts out there if you're a fan of them. Also, my fellow peeps over at Dublin, Ireland. Never mind.
I'm sorry. He still can't say it.
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm going to go ahead and go now. I'm not going to even say it anymore.
But I'll be in Ireland next year, so I'll come by and say hi.
Whatever. Dark in the city,
night is a wire. I told you I'd break you. I will. And I'm hungry like the wolf. You going to help me or not? Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire. It is a new day.